My friend texted me and said, why do I feel like Taylor Swift saw your pale girl exposure videos and started to embrace her pale skin? Which made me laugh. Obviously, she's kidding, but I will say, when I saw her engagement post, truly, I did admire her skin tone. She just has beautiful, fair skin. Like, she's a great example of somebody who has always embraced their fair skin, and I wholeheartedly believe that it makes her look very youthful. All this to say is we're due for my pale girl inspo of the month, and Taylor Swift definitely is one of them, but this picture of Riley Keough, or Riley Cuff, I'm not sure how to say her last name, but she looked, like, truly, it stopped me in my tracks. Stunning. I am always stopped in my tracks when I see somebody with dark hair and pale skin. To die for. And for my fellow freckly girls, we need to talk about Meredith Duxbury. She's had such a beautiful rebrand. I'm not sure what to call it besides a rebrand. She had her red hair. I felt like she was self-tanning a lot, but when she would post without a self-tan with her red hair, incredible. And now she also has probably as many face freckles as I do, and she has dark hair and fair skin. Unreal. High fashion, model-esque, is so stunning. Whatever your natural skin tone is, I just think natural skin tone in general is your most beautiful state, especially when you learn how to enhance it and embrace it.